guys. Welcome back to the IkeCast. This is Chris, and I'm with my co-host, as always, Ike.
Hey guys, thank you for joining us. We're a little bit late, and that's all my fault today on a Saturday. Appreciate always when you guys tune in.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a late start, but to be very fair, you know, the last couple of weeks have been like nonstop. You know, the hype train has been going nonstop. I mean, in the happy place, when we get to it, there's like a lot more Snyder Cut stuff and Snyderverse stuff that I want to talk about. But before we get that, let's go straight to the war room and discuss some of the strange news of this week. Strange and, you know, terrifying but funny, and just you know, important events that happened. And one of them, I mean, I love what they're calling it, Pizza Gates, about the Matt Gaetz sex trafficking inquiry that's not going into effect.
Yeah, that was like crazy. It was so, because, you know, this week's been a relatively hectic week in terms of work-wise, right? And I turned around to Bones the other day and I was like, have you been following this like Gaetz thing? I think I even asked you if you'd been following it because it's like so odd. But apparently there's been a inquiry investigation that's been happening since December. Okay. Yeah. So December means during the Barr oversight of the DOJ and the Trump administration. Okay. So I want to put that in perspective because I want to put that out there because, you know what, I know that there's some who are saying it's a witch hunt or something like that. Right. But this investigation actually began before the new administration came in, and it continues to go, which is the way investigations are supposed to happen.
Yeah, I mean, so what we have here is, I think this came out because, you know, Gaetz was trying to get ahead of it by saying that he was part of some sort of extortion ring, right, involving, you know, these charges, right? And then, you know, in the strangest of interviews, he started, you know, making some really strange claims, trying to get Tucker Carlson to back him up, right? And then,
yeah, so let's go into exactly what this is, what's happened, right?
Yeah.
So again, it's an investigation that was opened up in December, and it actually rose out of a separate investigation. Okay, it's a federal investigation into an alleged sexual relationship with a teenage girl and potential violations of sex trafficking laws. Now, when it comes to sex trafficking laws here in the United States and federal law, it's at the age of consent is 18. So if younger than 18, then you know what, if you you may have engaged in sex trafficking if you paid for sexual favors of a minor under the law.
So it's like that, but it's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. It's a little bit more complicated.
Yeah, and so the only addition I would add to that is that individual states have their own age of consent, ages, different ages between the states. And in Florida, it's 18, but, you know, I believe in other states, it could be much lower.
It could be lower. I think in other states, it's the age of 16.
Yeah.
You're right. It's based on case by case. But the investigation itself apparently is focusing on cash payments that Gaetz allegedly made to women.
This is where it becomes sex trafficking. Because it's 18 in Florida, right, he traveled outside of the state in order to engage in these accidents, which then makes it sex trafficking. Right, because he crossed state lines. He you know, he essentially transported, you know, a minor, right, in order for the express purpose, you know, of you know, exchanging whatever it is for sexual favors, right? And so that's what he's getting done under for. Also, a little bit of fun fact for everyone. Gaetz is the only person in Congress to vote no on the anti-sex trafficking bill.
Oh, interesting. See, I didn't know that one. That is interesting.
Yeah, literally, yeah. I'm talking about the only person. Even every Republican voted for it except him. Every Democrat voted for it except him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, what can I say? It's a little funny now, and the term Pizzagate comes from essentially it's a play on the word Pizzagate, which was that, almost hilarious, if not terrifying, event where, a QAnon type guy busted into a DC pizzeria looking for a basement filled with kids as part of a pedophile ring. And now it turns out there might be a pedophile ring among the Republicans. All I have to say is the projection is at 100. QAnon and their whole conspiracy theory about these pedophile rings within DC is losing their mind because one of their heroes is the guy, is possibly behind one. And there's more and more information coming out. And yeah, just this started off with a weird thing, and now it's evolving to the point where we're getting actual information where we're and the investigation is moving forward. And what can I say? Geitz himself came out earlier this year or last year saying that essentially he's leaving Congress and working for Newsmax.
Right. Well, okay. So I think this is all related to
Yeah, what's going
what's
on?
been happening, what's going on, right? So let's summarize a bit. The Justice Department's probe or investigation of folks on alleged cash payments Gaetz made in exchange for sex. Okay. It was and it's sex with a 17-year-old, and it could be at cash or it could be in kind, whatever the case may be, right? Geitz is suspected of making payments to multiple women in addition to the girl. Multiple encounters in hotels and other locations. It's alleged that it also included the use of illegal drug called ecstasy. And there's actually a Times article which delves into this matter, and the papers also reported that it's seen Cash App and Apple payment receipts. That Geitz and another Florida politician had made, and this politician, Florida politician, he's also a political ally of Gats or Gates. And they're saying that, and the political ally, he's indicted on something like 30 federal charges. And that's where this rose. Like the Geitz investigation was a result of an investigation that was independently going on about with the political ally. And as they investigated the political ally, Gates got swept into it. Right,
Right.
and you're right. It's crazy because it's okay. First of all, I thought the guy was creepy as it is with some of the stuff that he used to say, but stuff that's coming out, it's a bit crazy. Like CNN is reporting like he used to, congressional colleagues have come out and said that he used to brag about his sexual activity. Apparently, he used to share photos of and videos of nude women he claimed he had slept with. Like it was just like a creepy guy.
Yeah, no, it turns
And
out he's a weird freaking frat boy who
right.
has had a rich daddy fix everything for his life, including wear a wire for him.
Right. And the thing is that he's and going to your what you had said, right? Like he made it known that he had no plans of coming back or coming back to Congress. He wanted to resign, get out of Congress, and start being a talk show host or a media host. Interestingly, Fox has come out and said, no, they're not hiring and they have no intention of hiring. So of course that leaves, as you said, Newsmax, right? And OA, is it OON or is it OAN?
Yeah, One American News Network.
There, right. Those are the other two right wing. There's always Ben Shapiro's Daily Wire and a bunch of other ones that quite possibly, although I don't think Daily Wire has its own like network. So that's the odd thing. But he tried to get ahead of it. You're right. And he goes on to Tucker Carlson's show, and Tucker Carlson is, has on air that was the weirdest interview he's ever had, because he kept trying to bring Carlson into it, by saying, "Oh, it's just like, when it happened to you." And Carlson's like, "This didn't happen to me. I didn't do stuff like this." And he's talking about where Carlson, early on in his career, it was a fan that had alleged that he had, engaged in inappropriate behavior, and he hadn't even met the fan.
Yeah, no, and there's more, like he would bring up, like, even when I was with you and I had dinner with your wife with one time, and there was a young woman that I brought with me, and it's and, like, Carlson's like, huh? It's like, stop trying to bring me into your, like, weird, like, what's going on with you? It was a very unique interview, and, like, he goes, like, it's the weirdest thing ever. So yeah, no, Matt Gaetz was doing that weird thing of, like, just, like, trying to get ahead of it, but then offering way more information than you should have, and then it all just got really weird, where it was like they were trying to, what can I say? So yeah, this whole, I want to see where this investigation goes forward. I definitely think that there's way more to this.
Oh yeah, I think so too. His communications, by the way, his communications director resigned on Friday, amid this, storm. And the other thing is, I think he's also saying that there's, that he's being extorted. There's extortion involved. So it's like, it's a whole bunch of like crazy going on.
Yeah, no.
Which is like the oddest thing. Like you don't expect like something like this. Do you know what I mean? It's like it's a crazy story that's developing.
Absolutely. And yeah, and so what can I say? We're getting a little bit of light on it, and we're gonna say the projection among the Republicans and, these QAnon guys is obviously real, because one of their guys turned out might turn out to be, a guy who engages in child sex. So yeah, I mean, I just want to see this go forward. I want to, like, people like Matt Gaetz, right? If it turns out that they're behind such heinous acts, if they're constantly doing these sort of things to flout the law, because that's essentially what he did. It's like, I can't have sex with a 17-year-old in Florida. I'm rich. I have enough money to fly him to whatever jurisdiction I want and do what I want, and what can I say? It's absolutely illegal.
Crazy. So I, going right, just plugging away all the crazy. John Boehner has a book coming out, I think, at the end of the month. He used to be the former Speaker of the House for the Republicans. He's like going on too. Like he's got like some crazy stuff happening. He's it's like so weird. He's like in his one of his books, he talks about the he said something along the lines of, and after Obama got elected in 2008, Fox News just became crazy.
Well,
Seriously.
it's because it was one of those weird sort of upset moments, and they go, like, this was a flashpoint that they could use, right? Because Fox News relies on emotions, right? It relies on, on playing their audience, and then, bringing, and then it relies on opinion. It doesn't actually rely on news reporting,
No,
right?
this is completely his opinion.
Yeah.
Right.
No, but I see how it is, and I remember John Boehner. I mean, like, he quit right after, like, the Pope talked to him, pretty much. Right? Like, he resigned, like, after the Pope spoke to him, and I have no idea what the Pope said, but it was enough to make him go, like, all right, I'm done.
So basically, he said, he's like in the 2010 midterm elections. If you're a Tea Party affiliated candidate, he basically said that you can be a total moron, and as long as you had an R next to your name, you got elected. And they picked a whole bunch of morons got elected. Okay, and though they, got this outsized voice within the GOP, and this is also what set the framework for having getting the, the Trump administration that we got.
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, and he gave an example of like that during that wave. It was that same wave where Michelle Bachmann had come in,
Yeah, it was in that
right around,
the
yeah, it was around
the
that
Tea Party
time. And she
explosion.
said that his, that, right, and her political rise and how, people who used to be on the fringe became these powerful media stars through, Sean Hannity, Fox News leadership giving them a platform, right? And he, he said that it was, he went to Ailes to talk about it, and as he's talking to Ailes, he's thinking he's going to talk to this rational man, and he's like, I, you know what, I was, hoping he'd help me with these crazies, and realized that, he was talking to one of them. It's just like, and we all know what Roger Ailes did, right?
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I don't
No.
know.
Yeah, I mean, all right, all things considered, damn. But let's move on to the sort of next big story, which was mainly that the George Floyd trial started this week. The George Floyd
Yes.
trial, the officer who was, who killed him, and I mean, we all saw the video. It was enough. I mean, the events of the video are enough. I mean, I think we all came to the very, very same conclusion that this guy was murdered. I mean, we saw that very long video of that guy just, I can't breathe and then suffocating, right? Knee down on his neck. And yeah, it's, and then we have testimony from, police detectives within the same, unit going like, no, this is not like what you do. It's absolutely over the line. Yeah, I mean, this trial is going to go on. I don't know what the outcome is. Whatever the outcome, there's going to be, upset and protest. There's going to be, action. And it's at a time when essentially like a year ago, almost a year ago when this happened, or a year ago actually. Yeah, when this happened, it sort of like it got us all to go like, what the hell? And then, it's only been continuing, right?
And yeah, I think in the, if you look at the opening statements by both prosecution and defense, you can see where, where they're going with this, right? Chauvin's defense is that, he did what he needed to, it, whatever happened was a result of drugs in Floyd's system, and he was just following his police training. So knowing this, it's important for the prosecution to be able to refute that, right? So he, the argument is that it was drug use and pre-existing health issues which resulted in George Floyd's death.
Do you not have the thin skull rule within, the United States? Any illegal principles? Sort of you take a victim how you find them. So if a person has a pre-existing condition which makes it easier for them, like a thin skull, right, to get hurt, it doesn't matter. You push them over, it's, oh, I didn't know it would happen like that.
It
Right?
is. You don't take into, the defense can't take into account the frailty, weakness, sensitivity, of a victim. It's more used towards personal injury,
Yeah.
but I think it absolutely can be applied to excessive force,
Yeah.
when it comes to, police brutality.
Yeah, and what can I say? I mean, this was a very clear example. There was no reason. He was restrained. He was on the floor, and there was no reason to do any of those things. Yeah, and then yeah, all for, $20.
And there's witnesses that are, the witnesses themselves are summarizing, the events of the day. One of the witnesses was a Minneapolis firefighter. She was also a certified EMT. She said that, she saw Chauvin kneeling on Floyd's neck. She wanted to render aid and repeatedly asked the police to check for a pulse, and they refused. And I think, even, and then, under cross. His attorney tried to get both of the witnesses. Well, one of the witnesses was the witness that shot the video. The other one was the firefighter and the EMT to agree to the assertion that they and others were angry and threatening. And she's like, the EMT responded with, "I don't know if you've ever seen anybody die in front of you, but it's not a happy experience. It's pretty upsetting."
Yes, I
So.
mean, they're watching someone getting choked out. Yeah, you're right. It was an EMT firefighter, and we also had, we had like a mixed martial artist there as well. You know,
Yeah.
someone who does deal with this sort of thing, going like, "Holy crap, you're choking this guy off."
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Right.
There's so much, like, yeah, I mean, I feel so sad for those witnesses because they watched a murder. I mean, earlier this week, I also saw this reporting with Don Lemon and, Dr. Cornell West, right?
Right.
And there were, he said, so at what point do people just like right now these people stood and watched, right?
Right.
Because they didn't know what else to do. But at what point
Right.
are people not going to stand and watch when this sort of thing happens, right? At what point are they going to step in to stop this sort of thing, to stop
Yeah.
essentially a cop from taking it too far? And when that happens, what will that bloodshed rise to them, right?
Right.
Because imagine if someone tried to like push. That cop off of Floyd's neck, try to save his life, right?
Right.
There would be a whole bunch of more dead people, in my opinion, because
Yeah.
that would have been enough to be trigger happy. At what point can the citizenry,
Right.
look at absolute like illegal action, right? At a cop, and ostensibly, if proven in this trial, murder another human being and not do anything about it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, what can I say? There's a
Well,
lot of soul searching in the days ahead.
yeah, there is a lot of soul searching. I'm going to caution, no, please, people don't riot,
Yeah,
don't do
no,
stuff like that, because that does not help the cause, right? Showing the right from wrong. Two wrongs doesn't make a right, so to speak. But the footage actually, Chris showed them trying to get him into the car. And I think it was Chauvin who had come in later. He went around the other car and his camera fell off, but and so you could still hear it, but you can see that he actually put his hands around his neck to pull him back. So just think about, having somebody pull you back by your neck. Yeah, that's going to have a visceral reaction, a physical reaction by anybody, right? Your instinct is to survive.
Yeah, I mean,
And you do that by, you don't do that by saying, yeah, continue to do this. You do it by resisting, right? You do it by
exactly.
fighting back.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. It's like, at what point did George Floyd, I'm sure he knew he was gonna die at some certain point.
Yeah, which is why he was resisting.
Yeah, but nevertheless,
Yeah.
yeah, but yeah, the trial has begun, and I don't know how long it'll take, but I mean, it's going to open up some old wounds, year old wounds, and hopefully we might get catharsis at the right answer. Because we all saw the tape, right? We all saw it.
Yeah.
We know what this guy did. The issue is not that what he did or did not do. The issue is whether what he did, right, was justified. And I don't think anyone in their right mind would say it was.
Yeah. And we've got their time recording after the fact as well, right? The events happen. Chauvin had called up his supervisor and said, "You gotta come out here." Right? That they had to hold a guy down. He was going crazy. He wouldn't go back in the squad car, whatever the case may be. That those are the statements that he made. That he said he told his supervisor that he was being combative. This is Floyd. After a struggle, Floyd had to get medical emergency. At no time did he mention to his superior that he held a knee on Floyd's neck and back. And then, when the supervisor gets there, tells the officers to go speak to witnesses, and the response he gets back from Trevin is that they're all pretty hostile. Yeah, like, why wouldn't they be hostile? They just witnessed you murder somebody, kill
Yeah, I mean,
somebody.
Chauvin's like, don't trust them. I mean, they're just gonna say it was my fault, right? It's like, we
Yeah,
got video, dude. We saw whose fault it was.
And I think that's the we talked about it last summer, as well. These type of events are ha recurring more and more often, right? They may be actually part of day-to-day life that we just didn't realize how often they were occurring. But what makes this like a different event is like you have, third-party witnesses, and it shouldn't take third-party witnesses, right? But you have video by a third party watching this happen, recording this. And in that video, you can see us, we can see, anybody who watches that video can see Mr. Floyd take his last breath.
Yeah, no, it's one of those very, very clear things. It shocked everyone a year ago, and we're now here having to deal with the reality of it. And yeah, I just want to see what they say and what they try to do. Hopefully some justice can be, some justice can be, had, but who knows? We'll see how juries feel about this. Nevertheless.
Yeah, and did you, and part of this, did you, the paramedic that administered, immediately to Mr. Floyd, said that he believed that Floyd's heart had stopped, and he checked his pulse and pupils, didn't see a reaction, and a paramedic had to tell Chauvin to lift his knees in order to lift Lloyd onto a stretcher. So even while they were checking, he still had his knee on his neck, right?
Your back,
And
yeah.
his supervisor said that, or his back, and supervisor said that when the suspect's no longer offering any resistance, they should have and could have ended the restraint. It's reasonable to put a knee on a person's back when they're resisting, but if there's no more resistance, then you should stop. They're no longer combative.
Yeah.
So we're gonna see upcoming more upcoming testimony happening, and it's
Yeah, it.
consistently experts have come out, and law enforcement have also said come out and said, in reviewing the video and everything, that Chauvin's actions were unnecessary and they were excessive.
Yeah, so let's yeah. Yeah, we'll
I'm
see how
sure
this
we can
trial
we
goes.
can yeah we
We'll
yeah
go on this forever. All right,
yeah
do you have
we
any
can
other
continue talking.
do you have any other specific news stuff that you want to go to, or should we get to the happy place?
Well, actually, I wanted to end this with you. So, vaccine passports, guys, it's on the horizon. I don't have any issues with it, but I think the bigger issue here in the States is going to be to whether those vaccine passports will be necessary domestically. CDC has come out and said when it comes to the coronavirus, if you're fully vaccinated, you can travel. Initially, there were saying you shouldn't travel or recommending against travel, but they have come out and said yes, you can travel. The recommendation, though, is when traveling, continue to wear masks. Okay, I think we're going to see, just going back to the vaccine passports, I think that they're that we're going to have governors in states that are not having it, that that we're going to see more, we're going to see more and more of these governors resisting the need for a vaccine passport. By the way, I don't have a problem with it. That's just my opinion, though, right? And then Pfizer has been looking at how long their vaccines last. Right now, you've got a production of about 6 months. So I think we're going to continue to see this rollout and booster shots possibly for the near future. And that brings me to lockdowns. And
Yeah.
I hear, Chris, You guys are entering into another lockdown?
Yeah, we're entering another lockdown. We sort of like popped out. I mean, the place where I live never really left the lockdown.
Okay.
Like we were in like a sort of like half lockdown where they were like opening up certain things. We had different grades, like different levels of lockdown, and we were at the second highest, for the longest time. And then other places, were in different grades than us. But yeah, no, just entire, province-wide lockdown again for 4 weeks. They're calling it an emergency break, right? Because of the rise of cases, the fear of the variant coming around, and then on top of that, our vaccine rollout, across Canada, we have 30 million people, and we haven't been able to, do that many vaccines. But United States has been able to do 100 million in the same amount of time, right?
Right. So, do they have any, have they released any stats in terms of percentage wise, how many may have been vaccinated to date?
I believe in Ontario, where I live, we're at almost 2 million vaccinated, and Ontario has a population of, a little over 10. Right, so we're on our way there, but nevertheless, 15%, 10 to 15% vaccinated at this point, with their first shots. And they're expecting, I think, past April for most people to be generally able to get the vaccines. Simple portal to just log in. And a lot of our essentially like a lot of the people who I know who are in the at-risk category or elderly are eligible to get the vaccine. But the rest of us, we're just waiting until essentially the phases shift into our demographics. But I mean, generally speaking, I'm not like we're doing better than most places, but we tend to take these things sort of seriously. Unfortunately, our government has this weird like on-off approach where they don't deal. The fact is that the more you rely on a lockdown, the less
Yeah.
compliance you're gonna have with it.
Right.
Right, like this
Yeah,
is,
yeah.
like this is, I think, the third or fourth one that we've had, and yeah, that there's going to be the what it requires is people to comply with it and people to actively do it. But when you do it this many times, people are like, "What's the point? It's not working," and then they're not going to comply, and that creates its own host of issues. So all in all, we are, we're heading, with the new variants, everyone is still like. We essentially just want people to get fully vaccinated before we can, open it up again. But I just don't know when that's going to be. But just all things in general, lockdowns suck, that, but there's nothing you can do, right? And for the most part, I
Yeah.
want to be that guy because, I know people in my family have gotten it. I want to be that guy who never got it throughout the entire pandemic.
Why? That sounds crazy, dude.
I just want to be the guy who never got it. I just want to be like, yeah, I
Oh,
went through
didn't
the.
need it?
No. I want the freaking
Oh.
shot. I just
Oh,
want to be
okay.
able to say I never got coronavirus, right? Because right now it's like everyone's freaking getting that up here. Not to the same extent as you guys down there, but nevertheless.
Well, I think in New Jersey, I think the latest stats is that 4.3 million have been vaccinated, and 1.9 have been have 4.3 million have had the vaccination. That includes first and second shots, and of that, 1.9 have received their second shot.
All right.
So yeah, we're at about 2 million of fully vaccinated.
Yeah, I mean, your small state's doing it way better than we are. So,
Well,
nevertheless,
it's not a small state. I mean, we've got about 8 million population.
I'm just turning saying in terms of geography, but nevertheless.
Oh yeah, in terms of geography, yeah, it's a much smaller state, but in terms of population, we're relatively on par with Ontario.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry, I just wanted, Chris, did you see that video of that Border Patrol had took of two little children that were getting dropped over the border?
No,
Well,
I did not see
in
this.
yeah, so okay, so because since Biden administration has come in, right? There has been hang on a sec. There has been, and this is the crazy thing about this whole thing, is that there has been this this rise or uptake in miners crossing over, and that's created a an emergency at the border. And just and it, I think a large part of that surge is because for the last 3 years, 4 years, there's been such a clampdown. Like, normal paths weren't even allowed, right? And the entry points had been reduced significantly to, I think, one or two entry points in the southern border. So yeah, this is just like how people are just
Yeah,
just want a, something better for their children.
it's
And
horrid, but you know, when they do
yeah.
that, it's going to lead to another kids in cages situation, and we
Yeah, it
still have
is.
it, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, right. It is going to lead to that. But that was like, I wanted to just like that there's like some, insanity going on here that, yeah, I just do not. It was a video that came that I saw. I think it was on Thursday. It was last week. I saw it and I thought it was just like insane. It was two children that were just dropped onto the other side of the US. And of course, Border Patrol had seen it. So the children had been picked up, but the adults didn't cross over with them. It was just the children.
Yeah, just it, just unfortunate. All right,
Yeah, record number of unaccompanied migrant minors
yeah,
have
it's only
been,
going to create
yeah.
more issues for this administration, and on top of that, kids in cages, because now they're going to have to put these kids somewhere, and in any other place, it's still going to be kids in cages, and then we're going to say that it's not a good look for the Biden administration. It's no different than the previous one, if it looks like that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
So,
Absolutely.
yeah, they better get a handle on that. All right, let's move into the entertainment section, mainly because that depressed the hell out of me.
No problem. So we're gonna pivot to our happy place. Yeah, but I just wanted to, there, like I said, there was just a video that I'd come across, and I would just agents were sent to the location. I just thought I thought it was really insane just seeing the desperation of these parents. In getting their children,
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
to a safer place,
Yeah. All
and
right.
the two little girls, two little girls, if who don't know anything, but
Yeah.
anyways, yep, sounds good. I understand what you're saying. That I'm sorry, it didn't sound good. Chris was just telling me to. Rapid wants to really go to the happy place, and I'm gonna let him go to the happy place. I could continue to talk about this more and more, and get us more depressed and upset, but I won't do that. So see you shortly. We are now entering our happy place.
Yeah, all right. Now in the happy place. Oh man. This I don't know. It's not entirely that happy. I mean, this week sort of Kong and sorry, Godzilla v. Kong came out, right? All right. Can I just say it? I didn't really like the movie.
Yeah, no, you can say it. I can't say that I enjoyed it too. I was, I just didn't understand it. I think we were 30 minutes in, and they were still setting it up, right? Like, I didn't understand. So Kong v. Godzilla had two parallel storylines that sort of merged right at the end, right? I think that's the, because you have one with, was it Millie Bobby Brown, or Millie Bobby Brown, right? Her character from Godzilla. And then you had Kong with new characters, human characters supporting him, in the other. And it's the, Millie Bobby Brown is trying to protect Godzilla. How a human does that? Don't know.
It's
And then,
no,
of course,
just
Kong.
let me just stop. Yeah, there's two storylines, both of them equally, like, one of them interesting that I want to see more on, one of them stupid. So, interesting story. We're following Kong, we're getting deep into the Hollowverse stuff, we're getting,
Yeah.
you know, we have an opportunity here to world build and show, like, you know, like King Kong, his original habitat, this huge open world. Why does King Kong have to go to the Hollow Earth? Like, I know why the humans need to get there. They need their plot, you know, MacGuffin in order to get the final fight for no reason. No, but how, like, why does Kong need to go there? That's an important thing. Something that they
Yeah.
don't explain well in the movie. Right? Why did they have to, why did Kong have to leave Skull Island in the first place?
Why? Did you get an answer to that?
Yeah, it's very simple. Skull Island is not habitable for Kong and or anyone anymore.
Why isn't it habitable anymore?
The storm that was surrounding Skull Island has overtaken it. That's why he's in that containment at the beginning of the film.
Okay.
Right? That's why
All
it's
right,
always
yeah.
raining outside of the thing, right? It's because the storm
Right.
is overtaking. It's not habitable for him. So he needs to move. Because he needs to move, Godzilla is going to come to fight him no matter what. Because Godzilla is going to come to fight him, these two are going to have to match it up. Okay.
Yeah, but okay, so here's the problem with the story, Chris, is we didn't get that.
No. I had to explain it to you. They didn't tell us any of this.
Yes, exactly.
Did you know? Okay, so not I know because I had to explain this to someone else because, like, yo, I just didn't want to be racist. I was, and he goes, and I was like, did you know that the Japanese character is the son of the previous Japanese guy in the movies? And he was like, nope, they never told me. And I tried to assume that, but I didn't want to be racist. Like,
Okay.
but I go, like, you weren't. It was supposed to be the son of the character. Never say it. All right. Like,
Yeah, but he was the one who was telling the head of
Apex.
Apex that, we need to know more about this energy source before we can use it. He's like, no, you go do it.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he wasn't the bad human
Yes and
that
no.
you
I mean,
thought.
he you obviously t like he I mean, they're using a Ghidorah skull. How smart could they be? You know, like, that's why, like, just the whole movie's kind of weird. There's a whole bunch of it that I have no doubt is chopped up and cut out. Like, Lance Reddick is in this movie for about 30 seconds, right? Just so he can say one
Right.
line, and it's because they cut out pretty much him from the movie, I have no doubt. Like, this feels like a movie that was cut short, right? It's also very short, right? And what can I say? On top of that, it's not really a Godzilla versus Kong movie. It's really Godzilla stomp Kong every time he sees him. And then Kong decides to help him at the end. It's, yeah. What can I say? It's
Yeah, I
not.
didn't get that. Okay, I agree with you. Did not like the movie. Okay. I usually a movie will suck me in and I don't want to do anything else. But I was, taking care of some housekeeping stuff while I was watching it, right?
There was.
Not does not do it bode well for the movie itself,
Yeah, no.
FYI.
So, like, the movie's going on, and I'm like, so here's the interesting thing about, like, think like this. If you're watching, say, Godzilla, the King of the Monsters, right? You're like, yeah, I know
That was a
God's.
good movie.
Yeah, I liked King of the Monsters. It was really fun. It was very good. Here's the thing about this one. The humans are even less interesting than before,
Yeah.
right? They're doing even less now. I don't know why Kyle Chandler's in this movie, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Well, no, I'll tell you why. It's to provide that nexus between King of the Monsters
sure, but I
and
thought Millie
this.
Bobby Brown could do that, right? Like, she was the other person.
Yeah, but she's a child, right? So
Yeah.
you can't exactly have the child running around doing everything,
Oh, but she
while
did anyway.
but she did anyway, when there's your parent around. Yes,
Exactly.
I agree with you. Like I can't tell you how many times, like, and where is her parents? Like, why doesn't her dad know? Like, I
Yeah.
don't understand. And how is it in the middle of all that destruction they still end up finding each other?
Yeah, and it's like, okay, so they're transported to Hong Kong on this very impossible thing. There's a whole bunch of, like, really weird stuff in this where I'm like,
Well, no, the Apex dude apparently created a hyperloop.
yeah, he created the Hyperloop and he's got, like, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna worry about the technology. I'm just gonna go, like, all right, for a movie that was supposed to be about giant monkey versus giant lizard, it really was about how giant lizard stomps giant monkey every single time. Right?
Yeah.
And I was just like, yeah,
Yeah.
th here's the thing. These aren't even fun to watch because it's
Yeah.
very clear that Kong can't win.
I don't
Right?
get that though. I would think that Kong could win.
Yeah, I go like, dude,
They didn't allow him to, like.
there was nothing there. It's like Kong, like, you know, like there's nothing he could have, like, with Godzilla apparently takes no damage ever, right? Because at
Except when he's against a, the Mecha Godzilla.
Unless where the plot requires it. Godzilla's never had an
Yeah.
issue with missiles before, but now, you know, Mechagodzilla's missiles can stop him. Mechagodzilla can stomp him,
But I
right?
could, Chris, for being devil's advocate, it's because Mechagodzilla is being powered by that super uber duper power source.
Cool, whatever. That same super uber power source, right, was used to power up the freaking, you know, axe, and all it did was stab into Godzilla's thigh for a second.
Right.
No, it's like they have to power up the axe later, and it slices up freaking, you know, Mechagodzilla. And I was like, Mechagodzilla's made out of metal, right? Godzilla's still made out of flesh. You could have chopped him up the same way. No, there's just a lot of like,
Plot holes.
it's not. Yeah, it's. I'm telling you, the movie was cut up, right? And I'm sure, like, you know, if we, here's the thing, Godzilla King of the Monsters had world building. It gave us an
Yeah.
understanding. Kong. Right? Kong is the only movie in this monster franchise where I gave a crap about the people.
Yeah, yeah,
Right?
yeah.
Where I was like, guess what? I like the cast in this as much as I like Kong. Right?
Right, yeah.
Right? I give a crap of what the people are doing. Right?
Right.
And this one, I don't give a crap of what the people are doing. Right?
Not even the little girl.
Godzilla's. I don't give a sh. Well, she was interesting, but guess why she's interesting? She's connected with Kong, who's an interesting character. I mean. Listen, the beginning of the movie had me where I was like, when Kong like
Yeah.
communicates with them, I was like, shit, this is cool. R
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah,
And
yeah.
then as soon as we get into the fights, it's like, well, Godzilla clearly, like, when Godzilla beat him in the water area, I was like, yeah, that makes sense. It's totally not
Yeah,
Kong's
because that's
element.
his home turf. Yeah,
Yeah.
right.
Kong is totally not in his element. That makes perfect sense. He has no chance there, and you know, whatever. But then later, when Kong gets his like super spear, and then Godzilla shoots a beam of like atomic breath straight to the center of the Earth, right? I'm just like, huh? They literally, his beam is so powerful it can shoot to the straight to the center of the Earth. He created his own access to the Hollow Earth in Hong Kong. Okay, that's how powerful it was. And I was like, once I saw that, I was like, there's no way this monkey can beat this guy. He has a beam that can cut through the planet. It's like, one, I've never seen this before. Two, it took way longer for this shit to charge before, right? Three, if it could cut through the planet, what, it's like, this monkey's got no chance, right? And listen, I was on Kong's side mainly because I followed Caesar's words since Planet of the Apes, right? Apes together strong, all right?
But the other thing is, Chris, when King of the Monsters ended, didn't it say that all of the other monsters were starting to migrate towards Skull Island?
Yeah, like there was gonna be a
What
big
happened
show.
with that?
Nope,
What
not
happened with
fucking
that
there.
showdown?
No, it doesn't matter because Skull Island is not habitable. They changed the thing. Skull Hollow, nothing works on Skull Island. It's surrounded by a storm. There's nothing you can do. Right? It's like the little girl is part of like that race of people who are on the island. They're all dead now. She's the only one. Right? Small little bit of throwaway line. How about that they don't exist anymore? Alexander Sarsgaard, totally miscast in this. Right? Like, it's like, dude, it's like you're supposed to play like what, like a cowardly nerd? I'm like, dude, you're Alexander Sarsgaard. Who's gonna believe that? It's like, who's gonna believe that? It's like, that's the dumbest casting ever. It's like, what, you're supposed to be like a cowardly nerd and your brother was supposed to be the cool one? It's like, I don't believe that for a second. You look like a freaking superhero. No, there's a lot about this movie that I'm just like, a king of, like, think like this. I liked, like, the first Godzilla movie I didn't like too much only because it was like, where's Godzilla? Why the hell are you skipping fights? Like, you know, like, they're making a lot of weird moves and they're focusing too much on the people rather than the thing. But it was, like, it was ultra grounded, right? King of the Monsters was stylized, but it was stylized in that Vietnam aesthetic and it was super, super interesting. The people, the characters, the general mythology, the, you know, like the world building of this universe, right? They did a lot of world building, which I appreciated. King of the Monsters does the same thing, right? We get more Titans, we get more monsters, we get the world building with Ghidorah and Godzilla. We see that there's like this Titan rivalry, right? We see how the Titans can work together, right? We see how, you know, like how the play of dominance goes. There's a lot of world building there. The humans are less interesting, but they're not, you know, dragging down the plot because fundamentally we get to see some cool stuff.
Right.
This just throws everything away. It's just like the stakes aren't as high as versus Ghidorah, right? Like you're
Yeah, and
obviously.
I was, Chris, and I was telling Bo that we're watching this, and I'm like, you know, and they, critics have a fit that, you know, the fight between Superman and Zod, they destroyed all of these buildings. What about Kong and
Yeah, no, Hong Kong is
Godzilla? Like,
gone. Hong
it's gone.
Kong.
It's flattened.
Hong Kong is gone, right? It's also, but I do like that Hong Kong fight, right? Only for like how they framed up each building with like, you know, like it's like they just like lit up the edges of every building so that you're very clear which buildings are what, with every building every different color. Like I think the design was nice and I thought the fight was interesting, right? And then Godzilla like, you know, gets knocked out by, you know, the club and I was like, perfect. Like this is what I was talking about. Like Kong has a thing. And then they say the line, looks like Kong has won round two. I was like, okay. So it's like a round one goes to Godzilla, round two goes to Kong. And then immediately, about 30 seconds later, Godzilla
He
gets
falls,
up and then fucks up Kong.
Right.
Right? To the point where Kong's heart's giving out. It's like, that wasn't even like, it's like, so round three goes straight to Godzilla within 30 seconds. Like, it was so weird. It was like, yeah, I guess Kong can fight this guy. And then boom, no, he can't. Like, it was just like, what was the point of that? And then it's like, all right, we got to jumpstart his heart and then explain to him, don't fight Godzilla, fight Mechagodzilla. Him slices up Mechagodzilla, right? Godzilla's like, all right, you want to still go? And then, you know, Kong has to drop his axe, right? He doesn't bow technically to Godzilla and Godzilla just walks away. But it's just a weird movie. There's not enough world building. There's not like anytime we're with Kong, right? I'm interested in the story, right? Godzilla doesn't do anything in this movie other than get pissed off for no reason.
Yeah, and that was the other thing, was like, I don't understand, like, I go, Godzilla's acting real douchey.
No, it's
I don't
because
get it.
he thinks Ghidorah's around. That's like with him fighting Kong, it's just he goes like, "Yo, bro, I'm gonna stomp you to prove that I'm better." Right? With him, yeah, like that's just Godzilla's normal alpha thing, right? Even though, you know, Kong doesn't give a shit, but if they cross paths, they're gonna fight, right? But on top of that, it's like Kong freaking out. Sorry, Godzilla's freaking out that Ghidorah's around. Makes sense, right? Why they're using Ghidorah to power up this thing as opposed to like any other
No,
neural
but
system?
remember, it's because remember at the end of King of
Yeah,
Monsters,
at the end of King of
they got the
Monsters,
skull.
yeah, one random terrorist who we never see again, and whether or not he's connected
Well,
with
that,
Apex, right? And yeah,
Yeah.
also they got Ghidorah skull and they make Mechagodzilla. I was like, wouldn't this be a good time to make Mecha Ghidorah? I mean, whatever. I mean, all things in consider, it's like God's Mechagodzilla was fun and interesting. It's just he literally comes out of the like we see him, they give him the power, he comes out of the gate, and then it's like the last. It's weirdly paced this movie, right? It's so frenetically paced that things just happen so quickly that they think that you won't like stop. And go like, hey, wait, what? But you do every single time. What can I say? It's fine enough as it is. It's a good little popcorn thing, easy enough to turn your brain off. But they did this better.
Dude, I couldn't turn my brain off because I had questions. Like, why are they
No,
doing this?
yeah, but they did it better with King of the Monsters,
Yeah, they did.
right? And so that's my only thing. It's like, wait, you guys did this before. King of the Monsters, I really liked. I don't know what you guys are doing here, but it wasn't like anything interesting or good. I mean, what can I say? It was disappointing for me. I wish, you know, and it may be partly because my guy so easily got fucking, you know, stomped, right? I was like, you know, I was like, Kong, it's like when I saw that for sure, I was like, whoa, Kong actually has a chance, right? He, like, Godzilla's main thing is that atomic breath, right? And if you can sort of neutralize that and get your way around it, you can really, you know, do some kick-ass stuff with it. But yeah, no, nothing there. We didn't get to spend enough time in Hollow Earth. There's like two movies in here, Right? There's like this Godzilla versus Kong movie, and then there's like this Kong solo film where he understands the Hollow Earth and gets back to his ancestors and his culture, right? Like there's that movie in there too. I just don't know. Yeah, maybe I just don't know how much they cut up. Maybe we're gonna get an extended edition on this where they give us more stuff, and I go like, okay, so this is just the WB thing of like chopping up something that was already good in the first place. I don't know. Like, if I was to give this a rating, man, this would be like a C for me.
I would go with you if I had to give it a rating. I mean, I wasn't engaged too much. I was disappointed. I was pretty disappointed. I thought, his atomic breath. I mean, I thought it took time for him to recharge.
Right? No, just
Yeah.
he can do it whenever he wants for the sake of like there's a lot for the sake of plot, and it's just he's so clearly overpowered that it doesn't make the fights interesting, right? It's like that's the problem is that like it's like okay, once it becomes very clear that he will just wreck shop. It's like, okay, well, then it doesn't matter. He's going to beat Kong. And then you're going to do the cliche thing of Kong has to help him, right? When Kong could have just literally said, screw it, and have Mechagodzilla, like, kill Godzilla, right? He could have jumped back into a hole. You know what I mean? Let's just let them duke it out and then have, the city nuke the freaking. Because he's still just metal and he got chopped up by a giant club, right? They could have just nuked the city. After it was then done with, it doesn't matter. Like, it's, yeah. What can I say? This movie's got too much. This movie doesn't have enough going on in it. It's so simple that it skips over steps to make you like, wait, what? There's something good in here that I wanted. Like in the beginning, I was really enjoying it, but it got to the point where I was like, this is not even fun to watch because it's very clear that this is very one-sided, right? Every which way, he just keeps like, getting stomped in different ways. So yeah, all in all, I'm just like, yeah. I mean, I wish it was better, and hopefully there's, but I'm not gonna be out there to go like, yo, release the monster cut. I'm not gonna freak out about that. So, yeah, just all in all, it's kind of disappointing. I wish there was more because I like Kong. I really like this monster verse, where I was like every movie is, doing something interesting and fun. But this movie took the promise of what was, like teased in the previous one. And it made it very, it's like there was never a moment where I felt like there was a chance for Godzilla, for Kong. There was never a moment where I was like, yeah, he's got a chance to win here. Right? Because they made it very clear they had no chance whatsoever. And I was like, then this is not even like fun because the entire point of this film is like Godzilla versus Kong, who will win, right? Right, and it's like, well, we know who will win because Kong has no chance. It was just weird. Yeah, just not good. I sent you a link, by the way. So just to sort of change gears, moving away from Godzilla, moving
I
back
haven't
to
opened the link up.
yeah, moving back into Zack Snyder's Justice League month, which is which was March, but we're in April, and we still have to talk about it. They released the We Live in a Society part of the final scene in Batman, sorry, in Justice League, where Batman is speaking to the Joker. They released, sorry, that scene where, and it's got the We Live in Society in it. So what I'm gonna do is I'm going to pause the recording. We're gonna go watch it, and we're gonna come back. All right.
All right, cool.
All right. See you guys. Okay, we just watched it. Okay. I mean,
What the
you kind of wish it was in the movie, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it was short. It was like this small scene because the We Live in the Society scene was interesting. It was the line that happened right afterwards that really got to me though.
Yeah.
Right? It's like who do you think screamed the loudest, the girl or the boy? And so Zack Snyder reveals that what he's referring to is Harley or Robin.
The Boy
Who
Wonder,
yeah.
clearly.
Yeah, it's like who do you think screamed louder, Harley or Robin, right? And I was like, yeah, that's good because that's like a Joker taunting thing. And then he laughs at it, right? So yeah, what could yeah, I wish I was in there. Maybe someone will edit it back in. But yeah, it's they released it. Thank you guys. That's all we wanted to see was some. Yeah, it's all right. He officially said it. We got to see it. We see the context of it. I liked it. We do live in a society. Thank you, man. And then yeah, touching on some just general Justice League stuff. I mean, there's a lot of rumors going around in the Restore the Snyderverse camp.
Well, their hashtag to restore the Snyderverse is trending.
Yeah, it's trending. It's been trending very well. There's sort of like the more campaigns to continue it forward. One of the things that have popped up, especially among the stuff, is coming around is Black Adam, and how The Rock is just loves what happened in the Snyderverse, right? So much so where he wants Henry Cavill, right, to fight him, right, and like be so like he wants Henry Cavill to be in the Black Adam film, right, as a cameo, and then he wants like Black Adam versus the Justice League, specifically, Zack Snyder's Justice League. He wants it versus them, right? And part of the thing that we understand from The Rock's sort of deals with Warner Brothers is that he has a lot of creative control on his Black Adam projects, right? And what can I say? It's like he really wants more in this universe. He really wants more. And what can I say? He was a big get for Warner Brothers. I mean, they introduced,
Yeah, he
they
was.
announced him in 2014, right? That he'll be Black Adam, and now it's like we're finally getting him. And what can I say? It all came at the right moment where all these things sort of coalesced. And then on top of that, the numbers that we're getting, for people who are just showing interactions, and then on top of that, the amount of people who watched it, how well, the HBO Max app was being downloaded for mobile stuff, right? Across the whole cross section, we're looking at increases, we're looking at 68% increases in like app downloads, and like, huge numbers coming in. Did better than Disney Plus during that time. It really was like a moment, like a huge event moment, and I was quite. What can I say? The rumors that we're getting around this, and then on top of that, we're getting releases of like Zack Snyder's like releasing, concept art for like Granny Goodness and like and all the stuff around it. Joe Manganiello came out and also started tweeting Restore the Snyderverse, showing a picture of his death stroke. I mean, definitely speaking, I think there's more room to play. We saw, just how the movie went forward, and I think that, even if like he decides to do like a TV series, because I think that Zack Snyder given a long form might be able to successfully, give an interesting sort of story in that long form format. And on HBO Max, I think anything is possible. What I do find weird is like just like Warner Brothers like constantly. Like they also came out and like, yeah, New Gods and The Trench are canceled. They're done. Right? Like, and I'm not too saddened about that, mainly
I'm
because
not either.
The Trench was not something I think that they should have been focusing their efforts on. Like this sort of side story about like this scary place that's like a sort of like DC horror film. I think that wasn't their best efforts energy to put on. I do think that, and similarly speaking, Ava DuVernay, I don't think that she was a good choice for the New Gods. The person that she was writing with, Jim King, he's unfortunately made a lot of ire with a lot of he was a comic book writer, and he has a lot of ire of comic book fans because he sort of his run on Batman was very, very poorly received, right? And so yeah, just in general, like the whole fourth world New Gods stuff, falling apart under Ava. It's a good and bad thing because it's like good, like we don't get to get like because I don't know, it's like you saw like the stuff that she's done, like Selma was a half decent film, right? It was pretty good, but A Wrinkle in Time was just it wasn't good at all. It was kind of abhorrent.
Okay, so I don't understand why like she's considered to be like this great director, because
I
I've
think it's
seen some of her
Selma.
stuff and just
I think it's really Selma. Right, and yeah, just in general, like I didn't like
because I
this.
didn't like The Wrinkle in Time,
No,
right?
it
And
wasn't good. But that's the thing. It's one of those Disney live action problems where you see a lot of their Disney live action stuff just sort of fall flat. What can I say? Just in general, I'm not too saddened by these events. I think that if we were gonna do something involving the New Gods, right, I'd rather have some sort of like. I'd rather have like us continue on what we've seen so far, now with the Snyder Cut, and it's like so Warner Brothers. I have no idea what they're doing. Like they're sort of flailing around. They released two Suicide Squad trailers in like the span of a week.
Well, I saw definitely saw the first one. I don't know if I saw the second one. I may have seen the second one as well. I just can't
Don't worry
I can't
about
be
it.
sure.
And then on my side, I'll tell you it off air if you want. But I read the sort of the script leak for the Suicide Squad, and if true, I'm like, oh no, oh shit.
Yeah.
Like, I think that you'll like the movie. I just don't think you'll like some of the stuff that happens in it.
Okay.
But yeah, just yeah. All in all, I want to see, I want to see where this goes. And yeah, I mean, restore the Snyderverse, right? I think as time has gone on, we're only getting more and more that we're interested in. You know, the Justice is Black. Sorry, the Justice is Gray edition.
Yeah. Did you watch that? I began watching it.
I watched it, and so it okay. So I'll tell you where it really excels. Okay, in general, it excels whenever Flash is on.
Okay.
Right? It really
Yep.
excels with Flash. It really excels when there's a lot of, like, you know, light and like electricity in the frame. It really it's something to look at. It's something really to behold. Especially like that Flash final scene where he's running, you know, towards the Mother Box trying to reverse time. Right?
Yep.
That scene is it's something else to look at in black and white, because you know, it gives off a different tone as without the blue overtones over it. It's something else entirely. Yeah, so I would recommend it to look at it in that. And then, of course, what we saw, the black and white for Batman, right? I would love to see like a Batman film done in black and white. I think that there's like imagine like an Elseworlds 40s era Batman done in black and white. Right, I think that there's room for that there as well, because the Batman looked really good in this black and white version as well. I would recommend looking at it. Feel free to like skip through some stuff, right? Because to be very fair, like, I think we've seen this movie now enough where where we can, you know, like just skip through things here and there, to just sort of see like what things look like. But yeah, just all things in general. Man, it's both a weird, great time and bad time to be a DC fan, because we're getting stuff we want and we're also waiting on bated breath to see if it continues, right? And so yeah, it's like, if you know, like, I mean, I think the Snyder Cut has done very well for HBO and what they wanted to do, and I think that they should explore that. And you know, and if DC is working now on this new multiverse idea, I think that they should embrace it by having, you know, an HBO Max side of things, a normal CW side of things, and like this their own cinematic stuff. I you know like Wonder Woman 84 was really a miss, because it sort of messed with the pre-established canon. But I'd like to see what the future Wonder Woman, you know, set after all this stuff, not burdened by any of the past. I want to see what that goes for. I want to see the Green Lantern stuff. I want to see how Green Lantern will be applied into this. And I do want to see, you know, in the next couple of years, we're guaranteed for a couple of major films, right? Aquaman, The Batman, Shazam, you know, Fury of the Gods, and Black Adam. We're all, you know, like, those are the next movies coming out. And then we're getting Suicide Squad now, you know, this year, in a couple of months. So yeah, let's see how these things turn out. And just in general, I'm kind of excited, and I hope that there's enough fervor and the as they say, right, release the hashtags. We're gonna do this the old way. Right?
Yeah, right. I, you know what, I enjoyed it so much, and I agree with you. I there's no dissent on my part when it comes to what you've said. This is you know what, there's so much that can be done with the multiverse, and they've already like the set stages. And yeah, why can't we have a CW and HBO Max and even you know the Warner Brothers releases? All working in a multiverse scenario.
Yeah, and we totally could.
Vision.
Yeah, we totally could.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the way that I would, you know, sort of finish it off is like, you know, do these sort of things, have their own individual stories, like have whatever
Yeah.
Warner Brothers Studios wants to do, have HBO Max do what they want to do, have CW do what they want to do, and then eventually, you know,
You can
especially
have
if,
some crossover. Like they did that
yeah.
with Flash, right? They had
Ezra
Ezra
Miller. Yeah,
Miller.
they did that for
Yeah.
Crisis. I think that they need to do a Crisis on Infinite Earths, but for specifically for the movies. I think that way
Yeah,
you could
yeah, yeah.
really focus on the multiverse. right? And then bring it out. And then, yeah, I mean, the Flash movie as well. We're going to get the Flash movie, and the Flash movie is going to really hammer home the sort of future of what DC plans for as multiverse. So, and yeah, I just let's move forward and let's get it done. Yeah, I'm quite excited about this, and yeah, I think we're heading into a better period, and hopefully, as long as we can keep the momentum up, we can continue the Snyderverse as well.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah.
Warner Brothers needs to learn from the success of Justice League,
Yeah.
Snyder's Justice League.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so I think that's as good a place as any to end it, unless you have anything else to add.
I do not. Thank you so much for joining us this Saturday, and you cannot.
You can't stop the signal. See you guys.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.